My guest at this time is Ohio Republican Congressman Bill Johnson. He's also a member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. That's the panel that heard testimony earlier this week from contractors who were supposed to have the healthcare exchanges at healthcare.gov up and running and glitch-free by October 1st. That clearly has not happened, and now the estimates we're hearing are late November by the time the website is functioning properly. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks a lot for having me today. I appreciate it.
What do you make of, let's start with that new projection that these websites will be working virtually flawlessly by the end of November. Do you believe that's the case? And even if it is, what then?
Well, I can tell you that I have, I'm very suspicious of that estimate, and I'm very concerned that what we might get from the administration is more smoke and mirrors. In my experience, you cannot fix these kinds of catastrophic errors. I tried to point that out yesterday in the hearing that we had with the four contractors. Once a software development project has gone this far and is experiencing these kinds of errors, you can't add enough programmers or throw enough money at it to fix it. This thing's going to have to be scrapped. It's going to have to be started over again, and that's going to come at a phenomenal cost compared to the original development.
Congressman, we've heard it from the president. We've heard it from Democrats in Congress. We've heard it from Kathleen Sebelius. And the statement throughout the past couple of weeks has been, yes, there's problems with the website, but there's not a problem with the law. There's not a problem with the plans. More people are going to find coverage at more affordable rates. Some of the stories we're seeing clearly don't back up that last part. But what do you make of their argument that it's the website's the problem, but the plan is fine?
They can't say that the law is not the problem, because the law is what is mandating that Americans get on the website and comply. And they can't comply with the law. That in itself should be evidence enough to the administration, to the president, to Kathleen Sebelius and others, that that they've got a big problem on their hands right now, because this is not fair, what is happening to the American people. The president has given a break to big businesses from having to comply with the employer mandate. He's given waivers to his friends. He's got an exemption for himself, his cabinet, members of Congress, and their staff. My goodness, when is the president going to start looking out for the best interest of the American people?
We're talking with Ohio Republican Congressman Bill Johnson. And, sir, as you know, there are a growing number of people calling for firings, either in terms of the folks who set up the exchanges. A lot of folks now looking at Kathleen Sebelius, maybe she should be removed as Secretary of Health and Human Services. Here's how she reacted to that speculation on Thursday.
Well, the majority of people calling for me to resign, I would say, are people who I don't work for and who do not want this program to work in the first place. I have had frequent conversations with the president, and I have committed to him that my role is to get the program up and running, and we will do just that.
How do you react to that?
Who does she work for? She said she talked to the president. Look, she may work for the president in terms of who put her in that position, but she works for the American people. I wonder how many of people along eastern and southeastern Ohio and the Ohio River that she's talked to that's not only frustrated with the website, but frustrated with the staggering increase in their insurance premiums, or the fact that their policy is no longer one of the approved ones, and so they've lost their health care coverage, and they're going to have to go find something that is approved, which means they've probably lost the physician of their choice, which is a promise that the president made. Look, that's what the president and Kathleen Sebelius need to understand. They work for the American people, not the other way around.
How many folks have you heard from in your district who have been frustrated by not only the exchanges, but the much higher premiums in many cases they're looking at?
Oh, my goodness. I can't count the number of people that we've heard from. When you've got the average income at $35,000 or less, like it is along the Ohio River, you're talking about people that live on fixed incomes, that work from payday to payday to make ends meet. And unlike Washington, D.C., have had to learn some very, very tough lessons and learn to live within their means in this President Obama economy that's been created. They cannot afford this health care law.
Congressman, one of the other things we're seeing, there's at least 10 Democrats at last count that would like to see an extension of the enrollment period for folks as a result of the online glitches. The interesting part about that, though, is that the Affordable Care Act specifically states that any extension must be authorized by Congress. So that puts House Republicans in a pretty interesting position to determine the outcome of any sort of debate here about how to respond to all these problems. Where do you see the GOP conference lining up on the idea of extensions and what else you might demand in exchange for that?
Well, we've made it very, very clear to the president that we would like him to delay the individual mandate. I think giving the American people the same break that he gave the big business is a good thing. And here's something else I think he ought to do. In fact, I'm going to be introducing legislation next week in this regard. The president thought he should not be able to spend a penny of taxpayer dollars on fixing, repairing, or replacing this website without finding spending cuts to go along with it that would offset them. This has been money wasted. It's very, very clear to me that not only has CMS not done their job, but they haven't mandated and overseen this project to make sure that these contractors are doing their job either.
What did you make of the contractors on Thursday basically not taking much responsibility and saying that there was never any discussion of delaying the launch?
Well, you know, one of the things that I learned is that we had the wrong people from those companies testifying before us. We need to get the program managers, the people that were dealing with CMS on a day-to-day basis. Cheryl Campbell, Mr. Slavitt, both acknowledged that they did not do the day-to-day interaction. So when they come to the table and they say, I did not tell CMS this or I did not tell CMS that, that's probably true. But what did their program managers, what did the people that were running that operation, $290 million is what CGI was paid or will be paid for this contract. I want to talk to the people that were dealing directly with CMS on a day-to-day basis, because I looked at the contract, Craig, and I saw the test results, the analysis, the documentation that was required back in the fourth quarter of 2012 and then again in the first quarter of 2013 that would have given CMS the information that they needed to know that there were major red flags. And somebody didn't do their job, and we still got to get to the bottom of it.
Last question for you, Congressman. We're talking with Congressman Bill Johnson of Ohio, sir, and perhaps the most quoted moment from that hearing on Thursday was from New Jersey Democratic Congressman Frank Pallone. He was upset, I think, with the whole hearing as a whole, but also allegations that there were major privacy concerns here because folks have inputted all this information into the system and there's not a lot of privacy safeguards. He says since that information is not covered by HIPAA, this is all a monkey court that was going on Thursday. How did you and your colleagues react to that on the Republican side?
Well, you know, it's laughable. You know, as far back as 2010, there were calls for hearings on the health care law so that we could dig into how the administration planned to go about running this program. Just recently, Ranking Member Waxman said that, hey, there's nothing to be alarmed about here. You know, the Republicans have done their investigation and they have found nothing. Well, I think the American people are disagreeing with him because the substance is clearly visible. The website doesn't work. Americans are struggling to enroll. The contractors can't tell us when it's going to be fixed or how it's going to be fixed. And like you said, there are major concerns about the security of private healthcare-related data on the part of the American people.
Real quick, bottom line, can this be salvaged or does it just have to be scrapped?
I think it's got to be scrapped and started over. Now, can you keep components of it and build on that? Absolutely. And let me tell you why. And this is the analogy that I used yesterday. You order two eggs over medium, and the server brings you two eggs scrambled. Look, you got two choices. You either eat the scrambled eggs, which means you don't get what you want, or you send them back and start over with fresh ingredients. But you can't add enough cooks or money to turn those scrambled eggs into over medium eggs. That's not the way it works. You can't get this far through a software development process. I did it for 30 years, both within the DOD and in the private sector. And oftentimes the decisions that I made held the success and failure of multi-billion dollar companies in the balance. You can't get this far down the road and expect to go back and just patch and fix. These are not glitches. They're major failures.
Congressman, we'll leave it there. Thank you, sir, very much for your time today.
Have a great day.
Congressman Bill Johnson represents Ohio. He's also a member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.